Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Depth at Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, January 7th. In the news this morning, overnight e-buy prices were March corn down 0.5 cents, March wheat down 2.75 cents, and March beans down 1.25 cents. Currently, we've got the dollar up 24 ticks. Crude oil is down 69 a barrel. Gold is basically steady. Silver's only up a nickel here. It is on its highs, though. It was down, just a few cents at one point here today. But we don't see the same violent reactions we've been seeing in the crude and the gold over the last couple of days with the Iranian situation. I don't see anybody backing down. In fact, I see some verbal escalation, but the market doesn't seem to be too concerned with it. The stock market's down 40 bucks, or looks to open up about 40 lower here. I think the real focus today is going to be on the WASDE report. We've got just about every analyst thinking that we're going to see, corn down, corn production down, bean production down, corn carryouts trimmed, bean carryouts trimmed, and the wheat carryout trimmed as well. And I agree with all that. The question is it going to be enough to spark a bull run? The other question is, will they do it before the deal is supposed to be signed a week from today? So, nothing out there is telling us the deal won't get signed. There have been a few indications with the Chinese setting up a delegation to come to Washington on Monday that it looks like it's going to go through. Until we actually have a signed deal, I think the market will be a little bit cautious out here. The weather around the world looks pretty good, except for Australia. I mean, it's just a major, major disaster there. We don't see it getting better. In fact, it looks like it's getting worse and worse every day. Hasn't been enough to really spur the wheat higher, but the Chicago-Kansas City spreads have come in. I don't know if that's due to the fires or not, but finally those spreads are giving up the ghost a little bit here. But overall, the funds are still heavily long oil. They're short some meal. They're short about 80,000 corn, maybe 90,000 corn. They're short about 40,000 beans out here. So if they do want to start rebalancing in here, we could see some higher prices regardless of what the reports are. But it's still pretty dicey for the next week until we get all the chips on the table. We see what the WASDE report is, see if we actually get something signed. That's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.